back. My name is Enrique Oquendo. This is my show. Today we're going to showcase a topic with a lot of discussion and conversation surrounding it. The topic is negativity. Does it really work like a charm? So does it really work like a charm? Think of any person that you ever met in your life that went through bouts of depression, of anxiety, and just the train of thought that they always had on a day-to-day basis, like the words that they use, the verbiage, the ideas that are always ruminating in their head, how they express themselves about the world. And I'm not talking about people that express themselves about the world in a realistic fashion. I'm talking about people that are pessimistic and just their whole identity is based on, oh, the world is so messed up, I just can't get better, my life, you know, I can't stand my job, you know. These are the topics that these people always have, and it's literally a feedback loop. And whenever you say something positive to these people, it just goes back into negative connotation or just a negative idea, or they shoot down what you just said to them. I used to have relationships where I would say to my partner, my God, you look gorgeous today. And because this person was in a different train of thought, a pattern, they just wouldn't accept the good comment. It makes it very hard for these people to even accept positive energy, to accept growth, to accept excitement, to accept journeys, to accept experiences, to accept money into their life, to accept anything, because their mind is literally handicapping them from any sort of visceral, beautiful experience to even manifest in their life. And it starts affecting your health at one point in time. I mean, most, I would say 99% of health conditions, and believe me, I'm no doctor, but 99% of health conditions can be avoidable if you just change your mindset. If you just said, you know what? I feel great coming out of the bed. Today is actually gonna be a productive day. And I'm not talking about some motivational mumbo jumbo bullshit. I'm talking about just redirecting your mind, okay, to a different frame of thought, like literally changing the reality that you encompass your life around. This can be done. This is real, people. This is not a motivational spiel right now coming from me. I practice these things every day. Okay, when I wake up in the morning and my feet touch the ground and I say it's gonna be a positive goddamn day, it will be a positive goddamn day. Today, for instance, at work, I was in my day job, okay? And we offer valet services. So valet guy comes in, the valet attendant, and he is someone that bases his trust in me as far as guidance. So he comes up to me and he says, Enrique, this guy came up to me with the nastiest attitude, just basically told me off, treated me like if I was nothing, like if I was a piece of shit. And he's sitting over there, and I go to him, okay. So that guy is sitting over there scrolling through his phone, and you're over here winding yourself up for what? Now, what seems to be impossible to some people is actually mastery to others. I'm not saying that I don't react, okay? I react. It's just that what reaction to me is a microsecond of displacing it and just throwing it out into the black abyss of the universe and not ruminating at all, whether it be something big, small, whatever the size is of the problem. To some people, it's just utterly impossible Like, how do you do that? You know, some people ask me that. And plain and simple, it takes practice, discipline, consistency to get to the level where you have mastered, okay, your reaction time to what other people perceive to be impossible, as far as them not being able to avoid a reaction, a negative reaction at that. So why am I bringing up this example? Because time and time again, your patience, okay, your tolerance is gonna be tried on a daily basis. And if you look at it from a point of view of the world is messed up, why do I need to be exposed to this? Then you're gonna fail miserably every single time. Because I'm about to give you guys a big pill to swallow. The problem is not the world. Here comes the drum roll and the reality check. The problem is you. Yeah, you right now looking at this video. The problem is you. If you are the person watching this video who identifies as the person that has a hard time accepting that you are the problem when it comes to not being able to cope, divert, deflect negative energy coming at you and you have to be reactional to it, I'm here to tell you, you're the problem. Now, this is not a video where I sit here and I criticize you guys. I'm the type of person that I like to come up with solutions to the problems. I don't focus on the problem. But the biggest leap in identifying the areas that you need to get better at is to first identify the problem. So if you lack self-control, if you lack tolerance, if you lack empathy, if you lack all these things which ultimately give you mastery over dealing with incompetent, intolerant, aggressive, all these sorts of people that will come at you on a day-to-day basis with their problems, then you're gonna lack mastery when it comes to dealing with any of these things. Therefore, your mind is always gonna go straight into the negativity. And it's gonna be a constant day-to-day battle. You're gonna be the person that's gonna be like, this job is not for me. These people are so bad. I don't even know why I have to deal with them. Again, I'll repeat it if you didn't catch it the first time. And again, I'm not singling anybody out. This whole episode is based on how negativity affects you and what to do to counter that so you can be that person that masters issues that come your way and sees life through a more positive lens, more realistic lens, and you can just avoid being this pessimistic, negative person that conjures up and also manifests problems. Because that's another thing. Your mind will manifest your reality. If you don't believe me, then ask yourself why it is that you keep encountering the same problems. I don't even know you, and I guarantee that if you don't know how to deal with negative people around you, negative circumstances, I guarantee you're the type of person where these problems continue to fester and manifest on a day-to-day basis. And you sit there asking yourself, why me? Again, the problem is you. So one of the ways that negativity affects your day-to-day is limited opportunities. Why did I choose this? Do you have any idea how many opportunities run past you? Sometimes at slow motion and you don't even catch them because you attract where your mind and energy go. So if your mind is constantly thinking about the problem, nothing but the problem, guess what? Opportunities are racing by you like a racehorse. Multiple racehorses. The racehorses are supposed to be opportunities, embody opportunities, in case you didn't catch the figure of speech there, the metaphor. So you will limit your purview because your mind is constantly on, well, I don't like how that person talked to me. And over here on this side, there's like 10 different openings for you to crush your comfort level and actually elevate yourself to those opportunities that are actually being displaced out there. But since your mind is always on this one problem with this person, this one problem with the other person, and then I don't know how that guy, every time he passes me, looks at me with these eyes. Do you guys understand that these are story? This is a form of storytelling in your own head that you're imposing onto yourself. For all you know, that guy is thinking about how he's gonna drive his new car that he bought last night today when he leaves work. Or he's thinking about, where am I gonna take my wife on the weekend to this new restaurant? And just because he looked your way, you're creating this narrative of, I don't like how he looked at me. I think he probably has something against me. I mean, I can give you guys endless stories of people that I have had to work with that create these false narratives all the damn time. And the only person that's doing it to them more than the people that are being negative to them is themselves. In other words, you're the enemy. You're your worst enemy. Okay, let that sink in. So, limited opportunities. In order to have clear view, 4K vision, and peripheral vision, we need to unobstruct these festering negative thoughts that hinder us on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, on a minute by minute basis, on a second by second basis. I mean, guys, think about this. 60 seconds in a minute. 60 minutes in an hour. And we have 24 hours in a day. And you're just obliterating your opportunities that are coming your way just like anybody else gets because your mindset doesn't let you see clearly. So avoid the negative pounding and constant punishment. Focus on what needs to get done now and go for those opportunities. Crush the self-limiting beliefs and what the naysayers say. I personally don't give a damn. And anybody that truly knows me knows that. Like, I don't give a damn if you don't want to talk to me anymore. Because my life is about growth. You're either growing with me or you're not. Like, I was telling my friend the other day, I was like, think about this. Your circle, right? Your inner circle. Let's say you got 5 people in your circle. If neither of these people are teaching you something or learning from you, then what are they doing in your circle? Ask yourself that. If I'm not teaching somebody something or learning from them, what are they doing in my life? And this could even be your husband or wife, it could be anybody. If people are just consuming oxygen next to you, I'm here to tell you and basically burst that bubble. I'm here to give you some tough love. Like right in this moment, I'm gonna give you some tough love. Get rid of that person. That person, the only people that are next to you that deserve to be sucking up oxygen are babies. The things that you need to nurture and care for so that they become amazing citizens in society. So that they don't leech off the government and taxpayer money and decide to just sit around sucking oxygen. because that is not what a human being is intended for. A human being is not intended for comfort. So, moving on to the next thing. Strained relationships. Constant negativity can strain relationships as it can lead to resentment, frustration, and a lack of trust from others who may find it challenging to be around pessimism consistently. So, if people start alienating themselves away from you, you should be looking at yourself in the mirror, figuratively or literally, and asking yourself, geez, why do people keep leaving me? Like, no, but the world is wrong. I'm right. No, if people around you have an issue with you and it's 100% of them, not the ones that need to be there because blood connects you to them, but when people actually have the choice to not be with you and they decide to not be next to you, chances are you have a problem. And more than likely you're a negative person. So be the person that preserves relationships. Like, if you truly care about people, you will be mindful of not hurting them indirectly, meaning, or directly, meaning if you're constantly festering up negative thoughts, do you think anybody in their right mind wants to be around you at all? I mean, just think about that. It's logical. Do I want to be around someone that has a limiting belief system, that constantly says that the world is destructive, that constantly says, oh, I can't do that because if I do that, then this happens. Like, everything is a limiting belief system, that I'm destroying these relationships around me, whereas I should be preserving them. Like, how do we grow together? How do we win together? And that should be a day-to-day thing, not a one-time New Year's resolution. Okay, one good day, no bragging rights. Do it every day. Hey, you know what? I had one great day, bro. One great day. Okay, now repeat that great day 7 days through the week, 4 weeks in a month, 12 months in a year. Get at it, because, you know, you don't need motivation to stop being negative. You just need to stop repeating the bad habit and replace that bad habit of being negative with positive affirmations and, more importantly, action-driven affirmations. Like, I don't want to do this today. I don't want to go to the gym, but you know what? I'm going to do it, because once I leave that gym session, the dopamine is through the roof. I feel alive, and all I had to do was crush getting into the gym clothes, driving there, and just getting started. So, discipline, consistency, creating new habits so you can preserve these relationships is gonna be key. It stunts your personal growth. I mean, I was actually talking to my coworker today about this. He's 65, I'm 35. And I go, dude, if being old equated to being wise, then do you know how many elderly people would be full of wisdom? Like, being old does not mean wisdom. Being old does not mean intelligence. You can be old and be dumb as hell. Believe me, I met them. And I'm speaking from not arrogance, I'm speaking from humility, but you need to call an ace for what it is. Now, I believe anybody can change their life if they truly want to, but, you know, age is relative to growth. You gotta want that growth. I have people in my family, okay, that are elderly, and they don't have much wisdom at all. I know that's a sad reality, but it's true. Like, why am I, as a 35-year-old, giving an 82-year-old woman advice about life? So wisdom is something that comes with mastery. It does not come through imitation. When I sit there, as an example, and I give my grandmother advice about how to be positive, how to affirm her reality, how to guide her energy, how to better her relationship with my mother, I'm speaking to her from a point of authority with mastery. I'm not trying to motivate my grandmother. I'm giving her tips and tools on how to be less negative so that her personal growth can keep growing as a human being, because you only get allotted certain amount of time on this earth. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't want my last day on earth for me to sit there in a deathbed and be like, all the opportunities that I left on the table, all the growth that I left on the table, all the wisdom that I could have attained, the mastery, all the things I could have done to master myself as a human being. So stunted personal growth is not something that I want anybody to be going through. Because understand this, everything in life and when it comes to energy is compounding. If you decide to go for growth, over time, because of repetition, it will compound. It will compound just like a retirement account, just like that 401k or Roth IRA. It will compound. Now, I'm here to give you guys some good news. I'm here to just break the ice. If you have bad negative thoughts all the time, you can put a stop to that. Stop the compounding and start brand new, fresh, with better habits that are aligned to a more positive, growth-oriented life. And you'll be surprised the amount of doors that will open up, the amount of opportunities that are gonna open up in your life. I mean, you're gonna crush it, okay? You're gonna crush it. I can give you guys many examples in my own personal life where once I trained this to look at reality a different way, and I stopped limiting myself, because I understood that the majority of those limitations that I was coming up with were made up by yours truly, and they weren't real, okay? Like, you guys have so much opportunity on the table that's up for grabs that you're just letting slide by. Like, I just imagine if someone came up to you and they said, yo, and I'm gonna use myself, hey Enrique, dude, I got $1 million on the table, and I just want you to have that, brother. I see something in you that you may not see in yourself, but I want you to have that because I think you deserve that. And I just told that person, you know what, dude, I don't think I'm deserving of that. I'm gonna pass on that. This is the same thing that happens when you stunt and you stop and you limit your own personal growth. You leave wealth on the table. It's up for grabs, people. You don't need to have this aha moment. Nothing is gonna, Tinkerbell is not gonna come and touch your head and change your life. You can do it right now as you're watching this video. You can do it when this video stops. You can say, you know what? I'm gonna change my train of thought. I'm gonna start journaling every night. This is how my day went. And these are the things that I did to counter my mindset during the day. And then this is how I want my day to go tomorrow. So I'm throwing it out into the universe. My day tomorrow is going to be amazing. I'm gonna kill it. Guys, this is not motivation. I wake up like this every morning. When I tell you that I don't have bad days, I don't. okay? And this is one of the reasons why I decided to start this channel. Because I want to share this secret, okay, that came to me from having lived a tormented life. My life was nothing short of amazing. It was horrible. I just don't like to talk about those things because those things don't identify my nature today. Having lived a childhood of torment does not mean that I subject myself to a life in my adulthood of torment. I am not a product of my childhood, even though I went through extremely traumatic things. I am not a slave to it, okay? And I am not a victim to it. You have the choice to change everything about your life, but it starts now. Not New Year's resolution, not a week from now, not a month from now. Stop putting off everything. Stop stunting your personal growth. Next thing, health. It affects your health tremendously. I've seen articles where people get kidney stones because they're so stressed out. I've read meta articles where people die because of stress. Like, if you think stress won't kill you, oh my God, you have something coming. Not only will it kill you, it will guarantee your death. Okay? And it's gradual. Like, if you think someone that looks healthy is skinny, maybe looks physically healthy, if you think that stress won't give that man or woman a heart attack, oh my God, you got something coming. And here's the thing, negativity is stress's partner. Like, they go hand in hand. Hand in hand. And yeah, they're silent killers because you don't see them creeping up. Your subconscious, okay? Not your conscious mind, your subconscious. I hear people all the time say, oh, I'm okay, I'm fine. I know they're full of bullshit because I can see. God gave me the gift of discernment. So when someone tells me, oh, I'm fine, I'm just doing great, and I see through the bullshit, sometimes I call them out, sometimes I don't. Depends on how the level of comfort and trust I have with that person. But in most cases, I just keep my mouth shut because I'm like, either this person is delirious as to how stressed out they are, or they just are aware and they just don't want to be aware. Like, they don't want to put it out there because their life is so goddamn miserable. So, guys, take care of your health. Negativity will affect your sleep cycle. Negativity will affect your digestive cycle. Negativity will affect your blood pressure. It will affect everything in your life. It will affect your relationship, your sexual life. Like, who the hell wants to have sex with a negative person? I know I don't. So it impacts your health. Take care of that. Be mindful of that. Again, new habits. Start incorporating new habits so that you can just reconstruct that broken bridge that you have inside this mind. And then lastly, self-fulfilling prophecy. A negative mindset can create a self-fulfilling prophecy where our beliefs about failure or inadequacies shape our actions and outcomes, reinforcing the negative cycle and preventing us from reaching our full potential. So, we all carry inside ourselves these self-fulfilling prophecies. Mine is to impact the world through wisdom, through knowledge, through positive change, okay? And create independent people who have incredible mantras about their life. who have incredible prophecies about their life, who have created their own prophecies. I will live a life like this. I will get to this level. Do I have to sacrifice for that? Absolutely, but I'm gonna do it. Okay? So if you have this self-negative fulfilling prophecy of, I'll never make it, or this is one that I hear all too often, you know what, I'm just gonna work until I'm 62 and then I'm gonna collect Social Security, you know? And Social Security is gonna take about 40% of my pension because I don't wanna wait till 65. Like, who's gonna do that? I don't even know when I'll have to 65. Do you know how miserable that life sounds? Like, you're willing to pass up on your whole life and your dreams because you think that playing it safe is gonna bring you happiness and fulfillment? I'm here to tell you it's not. Most of the time, people do this. They say, I'm gonna replace this with this, and then life will change. And by the way, I'm speaking about the material world, people. Or just the physicality of being in this realm. Meaning, I'm gonna leave this job because this job is so miserable. Then I'm gonna go to the other job and everything's gonna be okay. I'm just gonna be peachy. And then, I know people like this. What ends up happening is they go back to being miserable again because the job was not the problem. It was them that didn't know how to deal with people around them. They didn't know how to manage relationships. They just didn't know how to deal with pressure. So life is all about pressure, and more importantly, it's about how you deal with pressure versus what pressure throws at you. Okay, there's the self-mastery. That's the key. You want to get to that point, and you will get to that point. This is why I'm here. Okay, I don't care about money. I care about impacting this world. And if I have to crawl, I mean, I came from mud. I crawled out of that goddamn dark hole. And God has given me the opportunity to be on a goddamn channel, to be a voice to this world, and I will create change because I know it. There's no way for me to fail. The simple fact that I get to do this, I get to record a message, a beautiful message, and send it out to the world so that people can hear and have hope and acknowledge that there's problems, but also acknowledge that there's solutions, is a miracle in itself. So this concludes tonight's Wednesday session. Stay tuned for next Monday's episode, okay? Please comment below. Let me know what you think about this. This is actually my longest episode. And I decided to break the mold. I'm gonna be showcasing more often, and I'm making a promise to all my listeners and all the new listeners that come onto the show. I'm making a promise to everybody. I promise to be as authentic as I can possibly be without deviating, okay? Because I want you guys to really know who I am and what my message to the world is and what my story to the world is. I think that together we can make a difference and change the people around us, change our kids, our grandparents, our family, change the neighbors, okay? One person at a time. So stay tuned for next Monday's episode. I'm gonna be launching videos Mondays and Wednesdays in the evening. Please comment below. Let me know what you think about the episode. If you like it, give it a thumbs up. And if you enjoy this content, hit the subscribe button, okay? God bless everybody. Have a wonderful night, and I'll see you on the next go around. Thank you for listening.